وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. Once again, Jazakallah khair, Hazrat Maulana Salim Sahib, and Ameen to all your duas. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower His choicest blessings on you and your family, and on the ummah of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وإذا قال الله تعالى لا إله إلا هو ربكم ورب آبائكم الأولين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al-Ansar International. Today we have a story of the response of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we say, Ya Allah. So there's a story of a certain devotee who was making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala one night in complete sincerity, so much so that from this zikr his saliva too was tasting sweet. So shaitan came to him and shaitan told him, O pious one, be silent. Why are you reciting the zikr so profusely? It is of no benefit. After all, you do not get any reply from Allah's side. So what benefit is there in one-sided love? You'll find the salikin, those who are searching the path towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will say, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. Sometimes they will just say, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Now the shaitan is telling this pious person that why are you making zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It's of no benefit to you whatsoever because you're getting no response from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hearing these words of deceit from shaitan, this pious person became broken hearted and depressed. So he postponed the rest of his zikr and went to sleep. So that night he saw in a dream that Hazrat Khizr alayhi salam came to him and was asking him, why were you negligent of zikr this night? So the pious one replied, from Allah's side there was no reply of labbaik. From this I got the impression that my zikr was not accepted by Allah. So Hazrat Khizr alayhi salam said, Allah has sent a message to you. He has said, tell this servant of mine, O my servant, you're saying Allah is my reply of labbaik, I am present. In other words, when your first Allah is accepted by Allah, then only you are granted the ability to continue saying Allah a second time. Thus the second Allah is a labbaik from my side. So the continuity of good a'mal is a sign of acceptance of a'mal. And O my bondsman, this offering of yours and this burning pain and love for me, all these are my messages to you. O my bondsman, these efforts of yours out of love for me, your zikr and your spiritual struggles, are from my side a reflection of attraction towards me. Someone else put it quite nicely. He said, my search for you too is as a result of someone's kindness. These feet do not lift up, but they are lifted up. O my bondsman, your fear and your love of me is a gift from my side. It is the attraction of my grace and my mercy And in your every Ya Rabb, Ya Allah, my labbaik is included, I am present. So the soul of an ignorant one is deprived of this zikr and dua, and he is not blessed towards saying, Ya Rabb, Ya Rabb. So the lesson that we learn from here, that for those who are involved in making zikr, there is in this story good news. So when the time of making zikr, it should be borne in mind that it is when our first Allah is accepted, then we get the tawfiq of saying the second zikr of Allah, which follows. And this zikr must be accepted before the third one follows. While the uttering of the third zikr of Allah is a clear sign of the acceptance of the second one. So this is a very, very blessed gift to the zakirin, those who make zikr. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us that ability and a tawfiq to make zikr up to the last breath of our lives. Ameen. So it is very, very important for us to understand the value of the zikr and the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Man ahabba shay'an fa'akthara zikrah. When a person loves something or somebody, he continuously speaks about that person. In a very, very same way, a mu'min's very, very life starts with the zikr of Allah, actively or passively. When we were born, the adhan was given in our ears, and the glorious name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was resounded. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And then we hear the adhan 5 times a day. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. When we sneeze, we say Alhamdulillah. When we desire to do something, we say Inshallah. When we get glad tidings, we say MashaAllah. When we have sad news, we say Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un. And when we gifted with something, we give a dua to somebody else, Jazakallahu Khayra, we take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we make salam to somebody, Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. When we make takbir tahrima, it is Allahu Akbar. When we go into ruku, it is Allahu Akbar. And when we go back into sajda, it is Allahu Akbar. When we sit up from sajda, it is Allahu Akbar. And the word Rabb has such a dynamic meaning as well, that we start off Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika wa tabarakasmuka wa ta'ala jadduka wa la ilaha ghayruk. And we say Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. When we will go into the grave, Mar Rabbuk, who is your Rabb? When we were created in the form of our souls, in Alami Arwah, we were questioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We were told by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Alastu bi rabbikum? Am I not your Rabb? Qalu bala. So the word Rabb and the word Allah is so valuable to every mu'min that we say it so many times during the day, we do not even know how many times we say it. So it is very, 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 very important to make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I just read somewhere the other day that when a person says, La ilaha illallah, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates a green bird, you know, which flutters its wings and continues fluttering in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks the reason for its behaving this way. And he says that the reciter of this durood on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hasn't been forgiven yet. Eventually, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives that person who recites this, simply taking the name of Allah, La ilaha illallah, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. And we can say this how many times during the day. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq of making amal. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.